Eskimo Day by Jack Rosenthal. Adapted for radio by Amy Rosenthal.
Janie, look.
I know.
Why are you sitting at this godforsaken time
for? Might be traffic.
Hang on. No, you don't say godforsaken when it's time, do you? You say it for place, godforsaken place. It's someone else for time.
And then if the car don't start. Oh, hell.
I know.
Those bells, eh?
I'll say.
I dreamt that dream again.
Was he all right in it?
Yes, but sometimes it's the opposite way on in dreams, so I don't know if it means he will be or he won't be.
No. Right. How long have you been awake?
Mavis Whittle, you can talk with your pretend snoring, little expeditions to the bathroom, padding about.
We need to just sleep, really. Today of all days.
Your bloody face did, I'll say that for it.
He'll be all right, O'Neill.
Of course he will. Foregone conclusion.
Nowt na surer.
I'll wake him up, shall I?
Give him another half an hour, eh?
I'll get him up. Then he'll be up.
My heart aches and something numbness, drowsy numbness, pains my sense as though of hemlock I had drunk.
Neil. It's time to get up, love. Sorry to wake you.
Okay, brilliant.
How are your nerves?
I don't know, they're still asleep.
Nothing to be nervous about, really.
No.
I'll go warm the car up. Come on, little car. Not first time, please. Please, not second. Now, please, now. Thank you, little car. Is he up yet, Bevis?
Unholy. That's the word I was after. Unholy hour.
Oh, right.
It's just godforsaken feels more appropriate somehow. Given the circumstances.
He's coming.
Hello, previous generation.
Neil, you can't go like that.
Like what?
You've to be smart. Collar and tie. Your suit. I've left it all out on a hanger. They'll be looking at you.
Mother, mother. Such innocence in one so young.
Did you get any kip out of a kid?
Like unto a log. Slumber was successfully accomplished.
The arms of Morpheus were in full attendance.
Try and talk like a normal person, love. Just for today.
Why? What's today?
Huh? Car started third time in your road. Third time lucky. Could be a good omen, eh, Bevis? Touch wood.
Princess announced her withdrawal from public life, revealing that she will step back from her representation of over 100 charities.
Turn that racket off, Harry. I'm trying to eat.
William, sorry, 11, yeah.
And Harry, 9.
Morning, all.
Pippa, darling, you can't go like that.
Like what?
You have to look nice.
I look great.
Your burgundy two-piece, at least, I thought. It's a matter of first impressions, isn't it, Hugh? Counting.
You leave the girl alone, Harriet. She's tense enough as it is.
Who's tense?
It's nothing to be ashamed of, Muffin.
Mummy, if I'm not tense, how can I be ashamed of being tense? QED.
Now sit down, darling. You don't have to eat it all.
I told you, I don't want anything. Just a cup of tea.
I just thought maybe if you saw it...
Wrong again, Harriet. There's a novelty. You eat it.
Oh, I couldn't.
Cures the collywobbles.
Which I haven't got.
Your mother's collywobbles. Oh, I'll eat it.
You've already had one breakfast.
So, by my reckoning, this will make two. Right, Pippa, sit down.
I don't want to sit down.
Number one, who is the...
Do sit down, Muffin.
For God's sake, woman, there's no golden rule that she has to sit down. Leave her alone. Pepper, you stand if you want to. Now, who is the leader of the Sinn Féin negotiating team?
Sorry?
In the Northern Ireland peace process, Sinn Féin leader.
What about him?
What's his name?
Why?
It's a sort of rollicks they'll ask you, current affairs.
Daddy's speaking from experience, Muffin.
Don't pressurise her, Harriet. No wonder she's got the collie wobbles.
OK, big announcement. I'm not tense. I'm not hungry. And I do not have one single collie wobble.
The gentleman's name is Martin McGuinness. Say it three times, you'll never forget it.
Oh, go on, Pippa. Martin McGuinness. Martin McGuinness. Martin McGuinness. You do it, just in case.
Number two, give me three principal arguments for a single European currency, and three against.
Excuse me.
You never learn, do you?
I don't know what I said. What did I say?
I'll blame you, Harriet. If she goes to pieces the minute she walks in there, I shall point the finger at you.
All right, all right. The day is young. Yes?
For God's sake, Father, look at you. Hmm? You haven't had a shave, you're not dressed. What does yes mean?
Well, basically, it's an interrogative interjection which, by virtue of its brevity, saves me the rigmarole of saying, good morning, Simon, what the hell do you want now?
You promised, you swore you wouldn't do this.
Oh, hell. It's not today, is it?
You know damn well it's today.
I thought it was tomorrow.
Lies.
Would you like a cup of prune juice?
Father, go upstairs and shave. Mm. All the bristles, not just an elite few. No gouges, no toilet paper. Then get dressed. Your new shirt, your suit, everything.
Simon, Simon, simmer down. There's plenty of time.
Your appointment's at 2:15. I'll be back here at 2:15 and I want you dressed and shaved. I've got a jam-packed day of my own interviews to get through. Mm-hmm. Petrified kids who can't remember their names, let alone why they want to come to sodding Cambridge. Please don't tell me this is your suit. I told you to take it to the cleaners. Ready for today. You're going to look like a tramp.
That's your upbringing, you see, Simon. A healthy cynicism. I didn't make such a bad job of you after all.
Father, please. Hmm? Admit defeat. Surrender with dignity. You can't live like this anymore.
Huh? Like what?
On your own. You refuse to live with me and Gillian, so today's our only option. Everything depends on it. Do you understand? Father, put the magazine down.
Have you read this article? Who wrote this balderdash? Professor James Poole. I did.
Where's your new shirt?
Simon, this afternoon will go perfectly. My interviewers will be charmed.
For God's sake, you didn't bloody buy one, did you?
You're beginning to get a little irritated with me, aren't you?
Now, Bevis, yours is a bit more encouraging.
I thought you were meant to be map-reading, Mother.
With Mercury and Venus in conjunction, you will confidently grasp the opportunities of the day. In affairs of the heart, you will also...
That's mine.
Virgo.
Well, surely it's what Neil says that matters. Well, it doesn't, of course, but you think it does.
You'll get sick reading small print in the car.
Hello.
So you've told me on every car journey since I was 4 years old. How come you suddenly don't know?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not just being a 17-year-old. I'm genuinely interested. How come you suddenly don't know what you've been telling me all my life?
Just follow the map, Shaney.
What are we looking for?
M6 South.
M6 South, right. Oh, my God.
What?
A magpie. I've just seen a single magpie. It's bad luck. Hello, Mr. Magpie. Hello, Mr. Magpie. Hello, Mr. Magpie.
Does that make it all right now, or does he have to say hello back?
I should really turn round 3 times by rights.
Strangle yourself with your safety belt, don't. Or, on second thought...
Here you are, Bevis.
What?
A roundabout.
Well, what about it?
Go round 3 times.
Shaney, we've no time to play silly buggers. We've near enough 160 miles to go.
It's his future, Bevis.
Dad, go straight on.
Go round, we can't afford the risk.
Mother, think. It can't be down to a bloody magpie who gets into Cambridge. They don't have magpies on the interview board. I don't know about Oxford. I can't speak for Oxford.
Now, Bevis, go round now.
Right.
right, Pippa. Try this one. Why did you apply for a place at this particular college?
Because my father told me to.
Because my teachers recommended it. Then, you sort of pause and shrug as if they'd wheedled it out of you. As it happens, my dad was at Queen's. Here, wear my college scarf when you go in.
I can't do that.
Tell them it's mine. Might just swing it.
I don't want anything swung. I want to do it on my own.
Daddy's only trying to help, Muffin.
That's not the most important thing in life.
It is. Isn't it, Hugh?
Not going to Cambridge? Of course not.
I thought you always said...
But it doesn't harm. And, of course, Pippa going is what I've always set my heart on. You bear that in mind, Pippa. You won't be nervous.
Oh, God. Excuse me.
That copper said first left, didn't he? Can't see any sign of a car park, can you?
Here, ask this lass.
Oh, she may not know.
Then again, statistically speaking...
Excuse me, madam.
Bevis, mind the pup.
Oh, Oddle.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks a bunch. Brand new this morning.
Pardon?
Your stockings, Bevis. You've splashed all up her legs. I'm ever so sorry, love.
I mean, this is all I need. I've got an interview today.
We have.
Sorry?
Which college?
College. Not a college. I'll have to buy sodding new ones.
Can we pay?
May I tender a full and unreserved apology and herewith offer compensation in kind?
Oh, God.
What was it you wanted anyway?
Well, I would be most beholden if you could possibly indicate the whereabouts of a car park. According to a policeman, there should, by rights, be one somewhere around here.
There. Straight ahead. Where the sign is.
Right! Case of can't see for looking.
So, can we give you some money for your tax?
Hosiery, that is.
It's all right. Might be lucky.
For us?
Dad, shall we go to the car park now, since that was the main reason for asking what it was?
Thank you, madam. I'm most beholden.
Thanks, love. Sorry. I hope it does bring you luck.
Dad. I don't think every single person in Cambridge has a degree in talking with a plum up their bum. Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
You've never said beholden in your life, particularly in an accent unknown in the English-speaking world.
Sometimes I have. At work. You haven't always been there.
Gaudiamus agitur. Mate Pippa, you and Ace done summers, all right?
Yeah, okay, Dad, thanks.
Keep up, Harriet. Now, there used to be a nice little bistro here or hereabouts. God, the bun fights we had in that place. Existentialists versus all comers.
You can't be hungry after all those sandwiches.
A cup of tea for Pippa.
I don't want a cup of tea.
Nerves can give you a dry mouth.
I haven't got nerves.
Over there, see? What did I tell you? Mother Polly's tea.
Nice to be back, dear.
He's never really been away, has he?
Oh, yes. Yes, this will do nicely. Sit down. Might we see such a thing as a menu, my good woman?
Specials on the board, and I'll be with you in a tick. Bear with me, I'm a bit short-staffed today.
I say, you rushed off your feet, aren't you?
Interview day, it's always the same. Now, what can I get you?
Just a tea for me, please.
Me and old tart.
Me too.
Well, sure, Anil, you could have a toasted tea cake.
I couldn't.
Oh, he won't want anything yet. They never do. Don't worry, he'll make up for it at lunchtime. Double shepherd's pie once the first interview's behind him. Get his strength up for the second one. Mark my words, it's always the same. It's nothing surprises Mother Polly.
So, can you sort of tell if someone's going to be all right?
Mother.
I mean, if someone had that aura about him or her.
Janey, love.
Oh, I don't know about auras. Girl comes in today with little bells all over her hat, going off for her first interview, nervous as hell. I'm thinking that's not going to win you any prizes, tinkling away like Santa's sledge.
Happen it's her lucky hat. Happen it brings her luck.
Ask me. She'll need it. Them professors, they've got enough on their plates.
No hurry, Miss Bodley. Just give it some thought.
Thank you, Dr. Poole. Like an example, you mean?
That's it, just one example. But not from the wasteland or murder in the cathedral. Any ideas? At all? If your mind really has gone completely blank, just say so. We'll take our time.
Just one example.
Exactly. Just any specific example.
Oh, so more or less be specific, in a way.
Excuse me. Keep thinking. Try J. Alfred Prufrock.
Oh.
Yes?
Me, shirt. Did you go and buy one?
No.
Well, go out and do so. Now.
What size do you suppose?
You know perfectly well. 15 neck, that's before I wring it for you. 15 and a half collar. Sorry about that, Miss Bodley. What was my question? Can you hear a relentless tinkling sound?
Oh, is that one? From J. Alfred Prufrock.
Sorry?
Can't still be 25 past, can it? Bevis, do you still make it 25 past?
God, we had a laugh at work last week. I didn't tell you. This woman comes in with a Mini Cooper and says to young Graham, talk about laugh.
You did tell us.
Did I? I thought I didn't.
Well, you did.
It was hell of a laugh, Neil. She wants to know, when you put the clocks back, how do the birds know that dawn and dusk are at different times? Like, how do they know to get up an hour earlier? Or later?
Dad, don't. I'm all right. Thanks, anyway. No hilarious side-splitting anecdotes, OK? I'll be as beholden as hell.
Tell me again, Bevis, what young Graham said. I've forgotten.
It can't be again. I never told you a first time. I know I didn't. I was saving it up. For today.
Mmm. Hot buttered toast, eh, Pippa? God, we lived on hot buttered toast in my Cambridge days. Mmm. Every meal, virtually. Apart from high table, of course. Sitting around, putting the world to rights.
Could you manage a slice, Muffin? Half a slice.
Harriet, if she wants, she'll take. Don't pressurise her. Pippa.
Dad, no, please.
Henry Kissinger, hero or villain, and why?
Dad, for heaven's sake!
Muffin, where are you going?
Well, she's going to the lavatory, Harriet.
Oh, do you think she's all right? Shall I go after her?
Don't you think you've done enough?
Me? But I...
If you're not careful, Harriet, you'll make her fail this interview. She'll fail, and it'll be your fault, and you'll carry that knowledge to the grave.
Applying for American politics, is she?
Sorry?
Your lass, but daughter.
English literature.
Oh, right.
Look at this one, Neil, all dressed up for gymnastics. She doesn't look very happy, does she?
Mother, stop staring at people. Drink your tea.
OK, Rosemary, on your marks. Get set. Go!
I don't feel so well.
Ah, yes, you do.
It's cold out there. I'll freeze to death.
It'll warm you up. Go on.
None of the other kids are doing it.
Who am I doing this for, Rosemary? Not for me.
You're not doing it. I'm doing it.
Off you pop. Good steady pace. No stopping. Back here with a good sweat on in 20 minutes. That's my girl.
Where's she going? Poor little thing.
Harneel's applying for English too.
Oh, we're rivals then.
Are we?
Of course.
Should he know about Henry Kissinger then?
Neil? How much do you know about Henry Kissinger?
Roughly as much as he knows about me. That's why we never go on holiday together.
Shady, did his teacher ever say to you about Henry Kissinger?
Excuse me, is your Rosemary applying for Keep Fit?
Beg your pardon?
Your daughter studying gymnastics, is she?
It's computer science.
Just ever so keen on gymnastics, is she?
It's lateral thinking on my part. 20 minutes of physical exertion, then a caffeinated beverage. Peak adrenaline level... peak mental condition for her interview.
Won't she be, you know, perspiring to some extent?
Hose herself down in the ladies.
I've got soap, towel, talc, all organised.
Right. Neil?
Don't even think about it, Mother. I've no intention of breaking into even a mild hop.
Will he be all right, Bevis, with his adrenaline level?
This teacher never so much as mentioned Henry Kissinger.
Well, you went to the parents' evening, not me.
So, what are you two going to do while I'm in there?
Oh, Neil, mind the ladder.
Eh?
Round it, not under it. That's a ticket. I'd have a look round the shops. Your dad can read the paper somewhere, can't you, Bevis?
Open him out of a wonder. See the river and that. What we
careful.
Careful, Shane. Don't trip.
It's the cracks. Oh, we're minding them.
Hey?
You mustn't step on the cracks. The fear.
Right. That's it.
What?
One more, Mum. Just one more. And I go back home. On foot. Walking under every ladder and stepping on every crack from here to Blackburn, stamping on them. And if I miss one, I'll come back and start again.
Help the homeless. Oh, man, a big issue.
Sorry, we're in rather a hurry.
By the big issue, help the homeless.
Wait, that's the comic you like, isn't it, Pippa?
It's not exactly a comic, Dad.
Here you are, my good man.
Oh, I can't change your 20, mate.
No change required, it's all yours.
But...
Dad, if you want to be generous, you give a quid.
Compassion costs nothing, my girl.
My interview isn't with God, you know.
Don't be silly.
You can't bribe God.
I'm doing a good bloody deed.
Daddy's doing a good deed, Muffin.
Who for, Mother?
Miss, your big issue.
Well, I'm helping the bloody homeless, aren't I?
Scrounging layabout parasites.
Right then, parentals. Here we are. I have to introduce myself at the Porter's Lodge, so...
Right then. We'll push off.
Neil, I just want to say something before you go in. I'm proud of you. Pass or fail. Me, your mum, the whole street, everyone that knows you, and one or two that only know me. And if it gets rough in there, just ask yourself, will it matter 100 years hence? It won't matter a tuppence, lad. Now tell me one thing that's happened 100 years ago that's made a blind scrap of difference. There ain't one.
Hitler's mum met Hitler's dad. Or was that earlier?
Well, you know what I mean.
Joke. Comic relief to relieve the tension. Shakespeare does it. Oh, tries to.
Yeah. Take this, love.
What is it?
Your Grandma Whittle's wedding ring. For luck.
Luck? I thought he left her after 3 weeks.
He didn't buy her it. She bought it herself at Thornton Cleveley's when she were pregnant with your dad. It's not gold. Just pop it in your pocket. Good lad.
Bye, then.
Are you going to shout good luck to him?
Are you?
I was just debating.
He'll hardly be embarrassed in front of Porter.
He's not Porter's flesh and blood. Oh, hello again.
Hello there.
See you later, Mum.
Wait, Muffin, you've 45 minutes yet.
I suppose she was christened, Muffin.
Janie, sure.
You can wait with us.
I'll wait inside.
Pippa, a word from the wise. Just be yourself.
How, Dad? All of a sudden. How the hell do I do that? When have I had the practice?
Oh, I say.
What did she mean? Harriet, what does she mean?
Thank you, Miss Bodley. Please ask the next one, Neil Whittle, I believe, to hang on a moment.
Yes, sir.
And for your second interview, may I suggest that you don't wear bells on your bonnet? Either take it off or ask for a pair of scissors at the Porter's Lodge.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
So, are you really called Muffin?
Oh, God. You heard.
In the cafe.
It's a sign of affection from my mother and total panic from my dad. I'm usually yelled at as Pippa.
I'm Neil.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear a sort of tinkling sound?
Are you Neil Whittle?
Yeah.
Dr. Poole says you've to wait a minute. He's got to make a phone call.
Ah, was he?
Oh, there's nothing to be twitchy about. I think he was more twitchy than I was, really. Good luck.
Sorry.
That's okay. Fun, all this, isn't it?
I was relatively okay till my dad started whistling on the M6. He only does that when he thinks the world's coming to an end. He whistled all the way through the Gulf War. Sorry. Again.
Catching, isn't it? It's not the world coming to an end, though, is it?
Try telling my two.
There's no point telling my two anything. I just wish they'd get a life instead of mine.
Do you like Blur?
I liked Leisure.
Me too. I liked all the early stuff.
Me too. Everyone else is mad about Park Life.
Oh, I'm not keen.
Me neither. If I don't get in, I think my dad will Semtex the place. And me. And my mother. Mostly my mother.
You'll get in all right.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know. I just think you will. Feel you will. I hope so, anyway.
Thanks.
What does your future hold? Visit Madame Olga Clairvoyant. Crystal, tarot, palms. Back after lunch.
Oh, hello again.
Sorry? Did you get some? Tights. I feel ever so bad about splashing you.
Oh, yes. Thanks. I'm all sorted.
Don't know what I haven't bought. Shows you, though, wherever you go, it's the same old rubbish. Cambridge, Blackburn, Pathos. Same shops, same bits of nothing.
Right.
I've left my husband with one of the dads. His wife's gone to find a place of worship. Each to his own, eh? Or hers. Whatever gets you through the night or day.
Sure. Well, I'd better dash.
Oh. Bye then, Miss... Oh, what was your name?
Wilding.
Good luck again, Miss Wilding.
Almighty God, please let Pippa get on well in both her interviews today. And if she doesn't, don't let it be my fault because I left her for an hour at baby ballet while I went looking for Antico for the new kitchen. And please don't let me carry it to the grave. Please let the interviewers look kindly upon her countenance and cause her to get offered a place. I'll never ask for anything again. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
You a Cambridge man, Bevis?
Blackburn. Blackburn Lanks.
No, I mean, were you at Cambridge?
Oh, I see. No, Accrington Road Comprehensive. That's where Neil also makes attendance.
Yeah.
Are you a Cambridge man?
If nothing else.
Do you reside here?
Cheltenham, for my sins.
Right. You'll be in there right now, O'Neill. Don't know whither he gets his brains from. Whence from? It's not my side. It's his Auntie Pat's, a JP in Haslingden. She's a great believer in books.
In what?
Books.
Books? Oh, books.
That's what I said. And O'Neill's the same. He's always got his nose in a reading matter.
Well, Pippa, likewise, first-class brain.
He'll be very disappointed, Will Neil.
Eh?
If he doesn't get in.
Oh, me too, if Pippa doesn't. It's always mattered terribly to her to follow in my footsteps. Plucked me on a pedestal from an early age, I'm afraid.
Well, it won't, you see, how O'Neill get in. I shouldn't think. It's a shame.
A little lazy, is he?
Neil, it's like a man possessed with his studying. Half the night, many a night. Lazy.
10 A's in her GCSEs, Pippa.
Ah, Neil did. Exactly the same. 9 or 10, if not more.
Literature prize, 2 years running.
Ah, Neil as well did the double.
Or was it 3? Anyway, deputy head girl.
Neil too. Boy.
President of the debating society, edits the school magazines. Queen's material through and through.
Who do you support then?
Charities, you mean?
Football. What team?
Oh, well, Cambridge, I suppose. Always have since an undergraduate.
Cambridge. Cambridge United. The Cambridge United that were relegated to third division.
Were they?
Blackburn Rovers, me. The cream. Premiership champions. We're there every fortnight, Ewood Park, me and Neil.
You go to the match together?
Every fortnight, since he were a pup.
Yes, we've been to all sorts of places together, Pippa and I. Having fun. Drags me everywhere she goes. Horse trials for her 11th birthday. That's just one at random. Yeah, pretty much inseparable, really.
For example, works such as Wharfs to the Lighthouse, Sons and Lovers by D.H. Lawrence, and The Garden Party by Catherine Mansfield.
Hi. It's all right, you don't have to go in yet. He's got to make another phone call.
How was it?
What are your particular interests in poetry, drama, and the novel of the last 100 years?
Oh, God.
Convince me that Queen's wouldn't be wasting a place if they offered you one.
Oh, God.
What would your schoolmate say about you if asked? Then he wanted me to talk about Kingsley Amis.
Not Martin.
Oh, my God, it was Martin. I don't believe it. I've been wittering on about his dad.
It's a good job they can't ask my schoolmates what they'd say about me.
Why?
She giggles at nothing, cries at nothing. She bores for Cheltenham. She's weird. She's babyish.
Ignore them. Lads say things like that.
There are no lads. It's all... lassies. It's them who say it.
Ah.
It's because I've never got any juicy gossip for them on a Monday morning. You know, about the weekends.
I think that's cool, actually. No juicy gossip.
Well, boyfriends and A-levels don't mix, apparently. I'm told. Repeatedly. Not that I fancy anyone anyway.
Shall I hang on while you have your interview?
Aren't you meeting your parents?
Theoretically. Back in the cafe of fear and trembling.
Me too. Theoretically. Mine. What about you? Girlfriends, etc.? With A-levels and everything?
We're, you know, mostly in a gang. Males, females, whatever.
Pippa Lloyd?
Yes, Dr. Paul?
Welcome. Into the dragon's, whatever the word is, den, lair, mouth. Webs for spiders, isn't it, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Oh, and you can push off, Mr. Whittle. Your next one's not till 3:15, I believe, with Professor Lomax.
Yes, thank you.
Take the tarot pack and give it a good shuffle, dear. That's right. Really let your energy suffuse the cards. Then pick one and turn it over. Ooh, 4 of Wands. That's very auspicious.
Is it?
Oh, very, yes. I see movement, I see change.
You mean like good news or something?
I definitely see you moving house.
Ooh.
Somewhere lovely and sunny with sea and sand. Ooh. Could be Spain. Or Italy, perhaps. Somewhere a bit warmer than Cambridge, anyway.
No, well, I don't live in Cambridge.
No, I can see that. Clear as a bell. I was saying not like Cambridge.
But I'll be coming back, will I? From time to time. To visit someone, say, who might be living here.
Oh, I see many journeys and travels ahead.
Upon someone I know, say, who may be here in the future. Or not. as the case may be.
I see someone close to you. Does that ring a bell? A relative, perhaps, or a gentleman friend?
Relative it'll be.
Yes, definitely a relative, clear as a bell.
And he'll be living here, will he? This relative, in Cambridge?
Or somewhere nice and sunny, with sea and sand.
Well, that sounds like it went all right to me. At least you didn't muddle your Martins in your Kingsleys.
Thanks. It was nice of you to wait.
No problem.
Now for the real interview. My dad. What did he say? What did you say? What did he say back? I don't know if I can face the full Inquisition.
Mine will be turning anxiety into a new art form. I bet my mum's collected all the four-leaf clovers in Cambridge.
I wouldn't mind a bit of a walk first, actually.
Oh, I could kill some fish and chips.
In the street?
With the vinegar dripping out the bottom of the bag.
You're on!
Really? We won't feel guilty?
We're teenagers, we're supposed to feel guilty. Anyway, we won't be long, we'll just...
Hang on. They're in there already.
Where?
In the cafe. Don't look. They're sitting right in the window, all four of them. Your dad's talking.
No kidding. What should we do?
Let's go the other way. Come on.
Now then, ladies and gents, you ready to order yet?
Yes, I'll have the farmhouse soup, then bangers and mash and mulch too, followed by the gatto.
I'll hold on for my daughter. She can't be long now.
We're lying fire and all, eh, Sheenie? Till our Neil gets back.
Oh, is that Ben? Oh, no.
It's that lass again, Bevis. From this morning.
Oh.
With the tights. Mm. Hello again.
Oh, hi.
Have you had your interview yet?
Any minute now.
For the waitress job? Miss Wilden, is it?
That's right.
Oh, give me 5 minutes. I'll be right with you.
Thanks.
You're driving, are you, Father?
I believe this is the driver's seat in this country, anyway.
And have you got enough petrol in this rust bucket?
Well, it depends how far you'd like to go, Simon. A simple day trip or the grand tour.
Stop. Come here a minute.
Good Lord, what are you doing?
No, keep still. I don't understand it. You're going to the trouble of buying a new shirt.
Nothing trouble if it's to please you,
Put it
Simon.
On, then you have a shave and spatter blood all over it.
Preferred sequence of events was never mentioned.
How old are you? 78? You've been shaving for, what, 61 years? You must know the preferred sequence. You taught me. How many shaves is that, one a day for 61 years?
22,260. I'm sorry, 65. Have you finished manhandling?
Yes, you can go.
Thank you.
And you can do up your shoelaces on the way.
Really? Do the police know that?
So, Miss Wilden, you'll excuse me cooking while we talk. Now, have you had waitress experience before?
Well, since July, I've done a little waitressing. Mm-hmm. I've mostly been temping, plus a bit of part-time at Tesco's.
Ah, I was looking for someone full-time, see?
Yes, that's what I was hoping too.
But did you not do anything before July?
Well, yes, I did 3 years at Magdalen College.
Right, serving at high table.
Doing my BA. I got a 2-1 in French medieval history.
Yes, but where did you do your waitressing?
All right, Father, have a stab at this one. Convince me that this care home wouldn't be wasting a place, a flat, if they offered one to you.
Ask me another.
You say that every time.
I won't the next time.
What would your neighbours say about you if asked? What do they like and dislike about you?
Ask me another.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, who cares what they'd say about me? They're all senile. Cantankerous old sods. I'll tell you what. Ask me why globalism produces tribalism. Ask me why life-simplifying technology makes life so complicated. Ask me why the more we learn, the less we know. Ask me why the highest seats of learning produce cabinet ministers with the nous of the lowest earthworm. Ask me why Children turn their parents into children.
Dad,
ask this care home why they think I'd ever want one of their lousy flats in the first place. Ask me why shoelaces won't stay fastened these days.
No appetite at all, Muffin.
Sorry, Mummy.
You sure you won't have anything, Neil?
Cross my heart, anticipate mortality.
Terrible smell of vinegar, isn't there? Pungent.
Oh, it's a cafe, Mother. They're big on condiments in cafes.
True enough. Paralogic, you see. Queen's material through and through.
Not one current affairs question in the entire interview.
Not a one.
Be warned. They'll hit you hard in the next.
I've forgotten his name.
Whose name?
Martin McGuinness.
It's Martin McGuinness.
No, I mean, I've forgotten who he is.
Never mind.
Thanks for coming, Miss Wilder. We'll let you know.
Thank you, Mother Polly.
Excuse me, Mrs. Mother Polly. I couldn't help overhearing, and I wanted to mention that young lady.
Miss Wilder?
I've seen her waitressing, and she's the best, hands down. You couldn't get better.
Is she really?
Marvellous.
Well, that's encouraging. Word of mouth, that's the best recommendation there is. Lucky for me, you were in. Stroke of luck for Miss Wilding as well.
Isn't it?
This way, gentlemen. You're an academic, I understand, Dr. Poole.
We both are, aren't we, Father?
Splendid. So, yes, as I explained on the phone, we've found an interview with prospective residents to be very useful for all parties. Hardly an interview, really, James. More of a sort of mini chinwag between friends.
Oh, quite so.
So your father can feel that he'd be happy here, and we'd be happy to welcome him. One happy family, fingers crossed. So, we have very few rules as such. Just common sense, really. Being properly dressed in the communal areas, getting on nicely with the other residents, no bickering over who has the best garden bench in summer, or having our TVs and radios on too loud. We'd be annoyed if others did it to us, wouldn't we, James?
Oh, indeed.
Now, on the left, you'll see our lounge. Rather quiet just now, but it was jolly lively this morning, I can tell you. And the restrooms are conveniently just opposite. Blue for the boys, pink for the girls. If your father would like to go.
Dad?
No.
I always ask, James. Better safe than sorry. And along here, we have the ground floor flats, primarily for residents less mobile than your father.
Right.
The use of all our facilities is included in the price, Dr. Poole. Tea and coffee machines, local coach trips, even a little library with heaps of westerns and thrillers and Jeffrey Archers. Yeah. We'll pop along there in a moment. Now, does your father have any questions so far?
No. No, he hasn't.
None?
I think we'll go now, if you don't mind.
We've barely started.
Come on. Home, James.
I don't understand.
I do. Now I do, Father. Sorry.
There's no bingo at all, then?
It led to fisticuffs.
Of course. It's nothing sacred.
Don't snigger. Careful of your shoelaces. Oh.
Once more into the breach, young Pippa. We'll have afternoon tea when you've finished. Maybe find somewhere a little less plebby this time.
Hugh, what's got into you today? Honestly, Shaney, he never eats like this.
I didn't say now. I said afternoon tea, for God's sake.
Good luck again, love.
Neil?
Yeah?
I was saying, good luck.
Oh, right.
I wish I could go in for you, son, but I can't. Just as well, really.
You're waiting inside again, are you, Pippa?
Muffin? Waiting inside again?
Yes, I think so.
Be confident, darling. That's the secret.
Thanks. Got it. Bye.
Bye, parentals.
Bye.
Bye, love. Why's he stopped?
Happen he forgot something?
No, he's waving. Look.
Oh, it's all right. You're off again now.
He never waves like that.
He was waving, that's all.
Why, though?
I don't know what you mean.
I know an omen when I see it, Bevis. Do you two feel it?
Feel what?
Yes, I think I do.
I don't follow.
He'll be back in 3/4 of an hour, Shane, you love. He wasn't waving goodbye or anything.
Something was.
In what way?
He's on his way now. That's it.
Is that what you meant, Hugh?
We're watching her go.
To her interview, that's all.
Muffin! Muffin!
Hugh, stop it! You don't usually call her Muffin.
I feel cold. Does anybody feel cold?
That was weird.
What was?
I never waved like that. I suddenly had this feeling, Pippa. I can't explain it. I felt sorry for him.
I'm like that with mine sometimes. Feel sad for them. You catch their faces sometimes and they look so sad.
I wonder why I did it.
Never mind. Come on.
Do you understand what they say to each other? Muffin and a pal.
It's a different language, isn't it?
It isn't language at all, really.
It's all like words with Neil and the lads. Vocabulary. No rhyme, no reason. I blame the television.
Shall I get us some cardboard cups of tea? Warm the cockles. It's not cardboard, is it? Polystyrene. Got very parky all of a sudden, hasn't it? Or is it me? Last few months, I keep imagining him opening a tin of corned beef at 4 o'clock in the morning. My heart starts pounding. He's never opened a tin of corned beef in his life. Baked beans, yes, but tins of corned beef are lethal. You could slice your finger off. So, if he is on his todd from now on, how's he going to know about it? Other than by slicing his finger off.
Why would he open a tin of corned beef at 4 in the morning?
No, that's when I wake up imagining. And that's only one of the things I imagine. There's hundreds.
I don't think I'm with you, love.
The thing is, well, we're in our todd and all then, you and me. What do we do from now on? Every day, with no one to bring up no more. What do we think about?
You? Does Pippa know about tins of corned beef?
Control yourself, woman. We're in a public thoroughfare.
They don't even remember us bringing them up. They think it was always like this. They think we've always been 100 years old.
It's the Eskimos, isn't it? When they get old and no use to no one no more, they just quietly sling the hook and toddle off into the snow. For good.
Don't love.
And their kids don't much bother. Because they're all busy catching fish and hoovering their igloos and life goes on. Their life, anyway. Not the poor old useless bugger lying in the snow. Hers doesn't.
Excuse me. Sorry to bother you, but could you tell me the best way to Cats, please?
With the Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Pardon?
Well, not being a devotee of musical theatre, I'm afraid I don't know. It'll be in the evening paper.
No, not a musical. St. Catherine's.
The church?
St. Catherine's College. Everyone calls it Cats.
College, right, yes. Well, you should have said. Gosh. We're miles away from Cats. The best plan is to aim for the main road and ask again at the marketplace.
But, well, this is Queens, right?
This is, correct.
Well, Cats is the college next door. It's there.
Well, why on earth are you asking?
I just don't know the quickest way to the Porter's Lodge.
Look, old man, we're actually rather busy here.
Well, fine. Well, thanks a bunch, actually.
Hey, We won't be completely on our tot, love. Not for good. He'll still come home for his holidays.
Really? Till when? No, it's just us. Really, Chug. Like when we started. Am I going bloody mental?
Well, that's assuming he gets in, of course.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Miles away. Church?
Your husband was saying he thought your son might not, actually, get in.
He says that so as not to tempt Providence and put the mockers on it. It does the same with Blackburn Rovers every Saturday. Bets a pound they lose, hoping that will make them win. All these years. Played cricket for Cambridge. Got a first in economics. Nearly made the rowing team. The japes you got up to. Wrapped in that bloody scarf from the moment I met you. I hope it chokes you. You were never here at all, were you?
All right, Harriet, that'll do.
The whole thing's a lie. You're a bloody lie. She'll have got the language from Muffin.
I told you before, going to Cambridge isn't important.
No, it's spending the rest of your life telling people you did, right? And is it just us two on our tods now? Just the two of us, for better or worse? Like this?
Oh, God.
Oh, heck.
Not bad, right, Ook. Women, eh? What would we do without them?
Now's your chance to find out.
Harriet? Where are you going? Harriet! You know, I just bethought myself. Godforsaken and unholy mean the same, really. So why is it one for one thing and one for the other? Well, ask Neil. He'll know.
God, it's cold. Cold enough for snow.
Well, that's that. The great, all-important interview day. All done and dusted. Are you relieved?
I think I'm too tired to tell. Are you?
Same. All those months of preparation, worrying about it, imagining it, and then it's over. Finito. Two conversations.
Mad, isn't it? I can't even remember what I said in there.
Me neither. Somewhat daft about postmodernism. So, you'll phone?
Of course. Will you?
Definitely.
And will you write?
You first.
Give me your address, that might help.
Got a pen?
Neil, where else did you say you've applied to?
Manchester and Exeter. What about you?
Bristol and Exeter? Thanks. Listen, say no if you think this is a completely insane idea, or if you don't want to, or...
Want to what?
Well, if one of us doesn't get in here and the other one does, but we both get into Exeter...
Why not?
Seriously?
Seriously? Why not?
Muffin? Is that you, Muffin, darling?
Oh, God, there's my mum. And yours.
Look sort of little, don't they?
I can't see my dad. Can you? Probably putting up a plaque to himself outside the porter's
lodge. Neil! Over here, our kid! Oh,
better dash.
Better add.
Muffin? Are you coming?
Bye, then.
For now.
Muffin, darling.
So, how did it go? Hey?
Hey?
Yeah.
Excuse me. You two. I think you dropped something. Hey! You two! One of you dropped your ring. Excuse me.
Don't seem that fussed. Doesn't look like gold. No, I'm trying it for size. Must be my lucky day.
Thank you.
In Eskimo Day by Jack Rosenthal, adapted for radio by Amy Rosenthal, Shaney Whittle was Pookie Kennell, Bevis Whittle, Nicholas Gleaves, Hugh Lloyd, Ben Miles, and Harriet Lloyd, Lucy Robinson. James Poole was Timothy West, and Simon Poole, Samuel West. Neil was David Morst, Pippa, Rosie Day, Mother Polly, Georgie Glenn, Miss Bodley, Sarah Ridgway, Isabel Wilding, Maeve Bluebell Wells, and Rosemary's dad, Simon Ludders. The student was David Sturziker, and the care home interviewer, Chetna Pandya. The director was Marion Nancarrow.